This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's Ken Buck was one of just four House Republicans in the nation to oppose today's vote to raise the U.S. debt ceiling while cutting numerous federal programs. Buck has long been against raising the debt ceiling. The state's two other House Republicans, Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert, voted to pass the bill. The state's Democrats joined the rest of their party in opposing it. President Biden has threatened a veto. Homeowners around Colorado are in for some sticker shock. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that counties will soon send out new property valuations.
These valuations will eventually dictate property taxes. Those bills go out next year. In Denver, the median increase of 33% is unprecedented in recent memory, says Assessor Keith Erfmeyer.
Well, I've been with the office for 29 years, so it's the highest I can recall in Denver.
In 2020, voters repealed the Gallagher Amendment. It would have provided some tax relief in this situation. Governor Jared Polis's office says that it's seeking more options before the end of the legislative session. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
In sports, the Colorado Avalanche are back home tonight in the first round of the hockey playoffs. It's game five against the Seattle Kraken, and the Avs need two more wins to advance. The game starts at 7:30, and the Denver Nuggets continue their playoff basketball run on Saturday. They'll face the Phoenix Suns in round two. The winner of this seven-game series moves on to the next round for the chance to go to the NBA Finals. You are listening to CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. It's coming up on 7:06.